A switch in the wind is promising much warmer temperatures to occur this weekend across the heart of the Northern Plains, upper Midwest, even Canada. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The temperatures at this hour are running in the 50s across most of the region. There is abundant sunshine across the region. The winds are still north-northwesterly in Minnesota, and in western parts of the Dakotas, they are now southerly. The eastern parts of the Dakotas are seeing light and variable winds at this hour, abundant sunshine. It's really very nice out. But as we go forward through the rest of the afternoon and into the night tonight, the winds will switch to the south in the rest of the region, and that sets the stage for much warmer temperatures as we go through the heart of our weekend. It's going to get downright hot across the region as we move forward in time. We do expect to see the warmest weather occurring Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. During that time period, we will be seeing 80-degree temperatures routinely in South Dakota and the southern part of Minnesota. Now, there might be a slight bit of a setback on Sunday with some upper 70s in that region, but there will still be a few 80s as well. And then Monday will be hotter once again. Further to the north, we expect to see 70s dominate those same 3 days, and we'll look for a couple of temperature extremes over 80 degrees in the southernmost part of North Dakota and also in central or west central portions of Minnesota. As we get out into Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, though, things will change a bit. We'll see some cooler air coming into the region. At first, it won't be too bad. We'll look for highs on Tuesday, running mostly in the upper 50s and 60s, with a few 70s still continuing in the southeast corner of South Dakota and southern Minnesota. But on Wednesday, the highs will be mostly in the 50s, with a few 40s near the Missouri River in North Dakota, and we'll still see some 60-degree readings in the far southeast part of our listening area. Then on Thursday of next week, 40 and 50-degree readings will be more common, with a few upper 30s in the north. Why is all this happening? A deep, upper-level, low-pressure system is going to be settling into the region as we move through the middle and latter part of next week. And what it will do is likely try to squeeze what's left of the moisture in the atmosphere and make it snow a little bit. Before we get to that point in time, we do have a little disturbance that will move across North Dakota into Minnesota on Sunday going into Monday. That will produce a light amount of moisture, mostly trace amounts to a quarter of an inch. Could be something a little bit greater in a spot or two. A deep Colorado low pressure system expected to develop on Monday will likely bring additional opportunities for rain across the region from Monday into Wednesday. The rain will be most significant on Monday night going through Tuesday and ending on Wednesday morning. The upper level low that is associated with this will lag behind the storm quite a bit, but colder air will be slipping into the region as we go from Wednesday into Thursday, and that will bring down the temperatures enough that we could get some light snow and blowing snow occurring across the region, although it doesn't look like the volume of accumulation is going to be that great. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.